The police pretty much showed up and cited the same ordinance that they've been citing, 22-8, with all the equipment that we had on the ground, the coolers, the sleeping gear. Told us that it all had to go. We had multiple tables out here that were affiliated with different groups, and they actually confiscated one table through in the back of the truck. Pretty much just told us that everything has to get off the sidewalk.
And in the past, they'd said you could have a table because it's for political speech. You could have that.
Yeah, as long as we have a table out here that it has a pamphlets and flyers that has political information on it that we're passing out, that's legal to have.
And they didn't seem as concerned with articles that are inside the park. Is that why these things are still here?
They seemed a little bit concerned. I'm not exactly sure 100% what they said about the items that we still have in the park, but most of their concern was definitely out here on the sidewalk.
So what do you think about that? What's your opinion about what the police did this morning?
I believe that I understand they're trying to do their job and they don't want everything to look messy out here, but I think that what they did was really just uncalled for, and that it's not helping our movement at all when they come out here and do this kind of stuff.
Earlier in the day, around sunrise, we spoke with Greg Preem, who was also arrested last Friday. He said there have been plans to organize a cleanup of Curtis Hickson Park tomorrow, and that Occupy Tampa demonstrators have been complying with police orders.
Well, it's Tuesday morning. Why I'm here, that's a long story. Here to occupy Tampa Bay. My reasons for occupation are not only to assert my First Amendment rights, but also to be a visible representation of a greater problem, so that passerbys can see us every day and say, I wonder what those people are doing out there. And the next day they ask themselves the same question, and every now and then they park somewhere and come out and ask us face to face what we're doing out here. And then we can answer them, and they may join us and they may not. So far today, it's been pretty uneventful. The police came at 6 a.m. and woke everybody up again. I was forced to comply because of my recent arrest, and everyone else seemed to comply as well.
Yeah, you and five others were arrested Friday for lying down on the sidewalk, or one person was sitting on the sidewalk after the police asked you to move. But since then, while you've pushed the limits, anytime the police showed up, members of the group have complied with police orders. What are some of the ways that you've maybe pushed the limits as a group?
Well, like you said, we've largely complied with direct orders to move things, or to come back across the barricades, or to wake up. But I guess Saturday night we pushed the limits by staying inside of the park, and we received no police interference that evening or that night. We test the limits. We sit on the other side of the barricades at night, but when the police come and tell us to move, we move.
For now.
And as far as your arrest, what's happening? What's next step? Is there going to be a trial?
Well, I can't say for sure whether or not there will be a trial. We have several lawyers representing us pro bono. I think the first step is to see if the city is wise enough to toss out the charges. If not, then I think every last one of us will be taking it all the way to trial.
And there was talk on Saturday about a challenge to drafting language for an alternative code for the city that would be more respectful of the First Amendment. Has that advanced at all?
I don't know that it has advanced very much, but the legal team would probably be better to answer that question than myself.
When's the next General Assembly or the next big meeting?
Well, we always have General Assemblies at around 7 p.m., if all goes well, nightly. But we also are having an event Wednesday. We're going to clean up the park. So if people want to come down and help with that, they're more than welcome. But we kind of want to have a show of good faith that, we're not trying to mess anything up here. And Thursday, I believe we're going to be going down to City Council again. And Saturday, last I heard, is that we've planned to do a thematic march on the tuition hikes, and we may possibly do that in the USF area, but that's not finalized yet.